This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. They're saying now that abused children are at risk for obesity as adults. A lot of the emotional side of our health plays such a role. And I think with anyone, whether you're dealing with diabetes or blood pressure issues, or maybe you're going through depression, whatever it might be, the emotional side of our health can drive so much of the other aspects. And, of course, you know, what happens to you as a kid can get kind of lodged in your subconscious mind and really play with you as you get older, unless you get some counseling and are able to walk through some things. So it's really good to make sure that no matter what you're dealing with, and I really have always seen this throughout healthcare, is to always see how the emotional side, and we're going to talk about that this hour, how the emotional side plays a huge role in our overall health. I mean, literally everything from an elbow hurting to a knee hurting, joint pain to fatigue, all these sorts of things have roots in emotional-based issues. And medicine is learning more and more, and I think our healthcare system is in general, just how much our body really is a whole, and one thing affects the other. You can't just go in and just say, well, this number is this, so it must be this. And, I mean, for the basics, you can. But if you're really looking to see someone go to the next level, you have to look at the whole person. And, unfortunately, with time constraints, a lot of doctors don't have the time to dig into that. That's why there's so many different specialties. And then for the consumer, for you, the patient, it probably feels like you bounce around from different doctors. But that's the way the system is set up. So at the end of the day, know that a huge piece of our overall health lies in the emotional side. I call it the mental side, the way we think. But it's interesting because they're saying now that children who are physically, sexually, or emotionally abused or neglected are at a greater risk for obesity later in life. And British researchers found that abused children are 36% more likely to be obese as adults. They concluded that a child abuse situation could be viewed as a modifiable risk factor for obesity. We found that being maltreated as an adult significantly increased the risk of obesity in adult life. Study lead author Dr. Andrea Denise, a child and adolescent psychiatrist at King's College in London's Institute of Psychiatry, said in a news release from King's College, prevention of child maltreatment remains paramount, and our findings highlight the serious long-term health effects of these experiences. In conducting the study, the researchers examined data on more than 190,000 people enrolled in 41 studies around the world. They found that the link between child abuse and adult obesity could not be explained by childhood or by adult socioeconomic status, smoking, alcohol intake, or the level of physical activity. Child abuse was also not associated with obesity among children or teens, and the researchers added that suggesting that children were not abused because they were overweight or obese was one of the major issues. Now, however, researchers did find that depression might explain why some abused children became obese as adults. They noted that additional research is needed to determine the effects of depression on the body, specifically with the brain and the hormones that regulate appetite and metabolism. If the association is causal, they said, like in animal studies and childhood maltreatment, they could be seen as potential modifiable risk factors along with obesity. Of course, they always conclude if it's not a formal completed study that there's still things that are left up in the air, which they concluded with. But, you know, it's interesting because there are certain brain chemicals like serotonin. When serotonin gets low, we get depressed, and it causes weight gain because we tend to eat more due to the chemicals and the way that we feel. And so that can be kind of an issue for quite some people. And you know, you've got things that happen to you as a kid. Maybe you hold on to it in a subconscious way if it's some kind of emotional, verbal abuse or sexual abuse. And a defense mechanism may be to eat extra calories and get big. Women do that a lot of times when they don't want to be objects anymore. Or if they were sexually abused, for example, they could gain weight and, you know, and then go through these phases where, you know, they don't want to deal with, you know, the pain of potentially being in another situation where they could be taken advantage of. So it's interesting and it's amazing so much to me how much health is tied up in our emotions and the way that we think. Interesting stuff. And it plays a role with every single person. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now or go online. All our information is there. Anything I talk about, for the most part, all the articles and whatnot, free downloads are there at the website. So make sure to check that out online. We're going to go to the phones now and go to Dan. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Good to talk with you.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm living well. What's up?
Well, the other evening, you were stressing the importance of sleep, okay, with the circadian rhythm and all that. And I'm wondering, I've heard this, people do that for years, say, be in bed by a certain time. You said, like, it'd be best by 11. And are we assuming that people get up at a certain time? I mean, don't I have my own circadian rhythm? What if I was a third shift worker or something? Does that matter?
Well, there's a circadian rhythm that our body adjusts to from the time zone you're in. So it has to do with the way, you know, the sun sets and the moon is up and the sun sets and rises. So there's a certain way that sets. And your body can readjust. So, yeah, if you work third shift, for example, and you work on a regular basis, that sometimes people's bodies readjust, but a lot of times they don't. And that's why people really struggle with their sleep cycles and why someone could be in a third shift situation for, 3 years. And you see it with nurses all the time. They work the 24-hour shifts or the 12-hour shifts. They work all through the night. And then they do that 4 days a week or so. And then they still have no – and they struggle to sleep during the day. But you put them in a normal sleep cycle, and immediately they could go to sleep at 11 p.m. and wake up in the morning. Because the body gets into a rhythm. And when it gets into that rhythm, it's tough to break. But, you know, there are cases where the body can readjust as well. So, I mean, for example, if you went over to China from here, the whole cycle is different over there, right? Because of the positioning and where it is. And after you're there for a period of time, your body will adjust to the circadian rhythm of that area, that region. But the biggest thing is the way the adrenals, the pituitary, the pineal gland releases growth hormone levels, the way you get into your delta stage of sleep. You can do your best to black out all the windows and trick the body, you know, and you can be really tired and go to sleep that way. Many times it's in a situation where it's about 50-50. Really, it depends on the person. So the rule of thumb is what I typically talk about. So rule of thumb is if you can get to bed before midnight, every minute of sleep is worth about 4 minutes after midnight. And that's the one thing I always share because that's what's in a lot of the research. And you can test it yourself. Go to bed at 11, wake up at 6, or go to bed at 1 and wake up at 8. See which way you feel better. You'll definitely have more energy on the first. Great question. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Give me a call. Or go online to our website, taking you to the next level for next level living. That's what this is all about. The show's about you. It's going to take you to where you need to be, regardless of your health challenge.
healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my family-owned manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Stan, over in New England, in area, writes, wants to know about how to lose the last 10 to 15 pounds. He says, I've been working out nonstop 5 days a week over the last year. I've changed my diet. I sleep well, drink plenty of water, et cetera, et cetera. And I just can't seem to lose the weight. I'm 53 years young. All right, here's the deal, Stan. When it comes to fine-tuning, I know you got different categories. Some people want to lose 100 pounds, and they're just ready to get the journey started. You've been kicking butt and taking names and really looking at how to kind of pull things down and get it down to that last little bit. So what do you do? Here's the game plan. When it comes down to the last 10 to 15, it usually comes down to hormones, okay? And it could be cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone. It could be testosterone levels, estrogen levels, progesterone levels. It could be any of those. And if those are out of balance for any reason, if the deficiencies are there in the body, having nutritional deficiencies, that can be some of the major components. Blood work is really good. It's a great component to see exactly what's going on inside the body. Putting all that together, finding out where the key deficiencies are, and then building a good, solid, long-term plan is a great way to go. And, you know, that's really the key, because at the end of the day, if you're exercising, great. Make sure you're keeping it under 45 minutes. I talk to a lot of people, they do like an hour and a half, they think more is better, and it's not. When you go over 45 minutes, your body has a massive, massive rush of cortisol, which is a stress-promoting hormone, which will store body fat, and it will burn up muscle tissue. Not a good thing. We'll do the opposite of that. And also the hormone levels, such as testosterone and growth hormone, they plummet. So they drop dramatically, as well as the cortisol levels going up the other way. So, again, not really the best option. So, again, a couple things that you want to look into for that. But it's very, very important to make sure that you're doing the right kind of deal when it comes to hormones. And also vitamin and mineral deficiencies. I mean, you could be taking every supplement under the sun and not eating the right kind of foods, but learning what your body needs specifically will really get things under control. Now, I'll tell you another little trick of the trade, too, for burning up body fat. Bodybuilders have been using it for ages, but it's called morning cardio. A lot of people disagree with this, but some of the physiology is there. And what you want to do is, after sleeping all night, provided you're not dealing with diabetes in any way. If you deal with diabetes, you want to get up first thing in the morning and have a little bit of protein powder with water. We'll take care of some of that. But if you're not and you're good, get up, drink about 12 ounces of green tea, regular green tea, no sweetener, and it whatsoever. Hydrate the body, and it will stimulate the fat-burning mechanisms. It also has high amounts of polyphenols and ECCGs, and it will help blunt cortisol as well. It'll help you in your workout and help with fat loss as well. So a lot of things that are great about that little trick. Get up, go for 20 minutes or so, and get your workout in. Then come home, and you can have your breakfast, preferably some type of organic meal replacement that where the proteins and the vitamins and minerals and nutrients can easily be digested quickly, and the body can utilize it very, very well. So that's a great little tool to burn up some excess body fat. If you want to do the weights, you might want to get a little bit more protein in before you go. But it's called bracketing, and it can make a huge difference in your overall health. But get the testing done. That's a key. Get with either a dietitian, someone that can look through that and evaluate it with you, and I think you'll notice a big, big difference. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Check us out on the web. If you've got questions, we've got answers. And all the information I talk about is on the site as well. All of our free downloads can be helpful there as well. Going to the phones, we're going to John now. Hi, John.
What you can use for gout and my mom's creatine or creatine levels have risen from 4.2 to 4.6 in the last month, and the doctor's taken her off of her blood pressure medication. At first he took her off of her water pills. Now he's taken her off of her blood pressure medication and put her back on her water pills. I'm wondering if there's anything, natural remedies that can work for swelling of the feet or, you know, gout relief, and how to get those numbers lowered.
Well, the thing is with gout is the body has a hard time breaking down certain proteins, and it forms these uric acid crystals. And the uric acid crystals are what become a real challenge. They get down in the joints and they create a lot of pain. And that can be in the thumb joint, it can be in the big toe, be in the knee, in the elbow. Sometimes it can even get into the hip. So gouty arthritis can show itself in a lot of ways. It can be very, very uncomfortable, very painful. So, I mean, there's a standard medications you can use. But for the most part, what you want to do is you always want to get your body to break these proteins down. Hydrochloric acid works really well. It's betaine hydrochloride. You can find that at a health food store. Bromelain, which you find in pineapple and certain fruits, is a really good proteolytic enzyme. These proteolytic enzymes help break down the excess proteins that don't digest very well. They can help break up the uric acid crystals. Cherry juice, the dark tart cherry juice, that's always a good way to go. I like eating the actual cherries themselves. You got the fiber. It slows down the release of any blood sugar. It's a better option. But those are some great little tools that can help. But it's all about breaking the proteins down. That's it. So it's not some mystical thing that happens. And the uric acid levels, you definitely want to keep an eye on. Watch out for the red wine, the red meat. One of the big reasons that we kind of classify those as gouty foods is because they're tougher to break down in the body. And so if you get those proteins under control and get them breaking down, many times the gout can resolve. Not so much a genetic factor on that one. A lot of the research states that all these foods and things I talk about are pretty solid. There's a lot of other ones out there, but those are the ones that are pretty solid when you do your research. 888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back. Remember, you don't have to be stuck, and you don't have to be your genetics.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
You USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. James Comey, the former FBI director, back on Capitol Hill testifying for almost 6 hours at a hearing before House Republicans behind closed doors. Comey takes the opportunity at a news conference to rail against President Trump, Republicans, and Fox News. Topics at the hearing reportedly include the Steele dossier, Mike Flynn, and Hillary Clinton's emails, Ohio Congressman Republican Jim Jordan.
You can just go to last week where he said he got away with not following the rules when they interviewed Mike Flynn. And there's a host of other things that he did that just weren't consistent with how you're supposed to do things.
And a miserable day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 507 points, the NASDAQ down 156, and the S&P 500 falls to its lowest level in more than a year, the S&P down 54 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Check us out on the web. American workers, they're saying healthcare costs are increasing again. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. It's interesting. Healthcare costs are rising, and everybody's totally freaking out coming around the corner. What is the deal? We're going to chat on that in just a moment. But first, we're going to go to the phones and go to Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Good to talk with you.
Recently discovered how to lose quite a bit of weight. It's a really easy method of doing it. I tried for about 10 years. I drive over the road with tractor trailers, so I really don't have a lot of time for much other than sitting here and sleeping. But
okay,
I found something called L-arginine. It's developed by a guy by the name of Dr. Gordon Peterson.
Sure.
And I take this L-arginine combined with multivitamin. I take Alive made by Nature's Way. It's probably, I think it's one of the best on the market. I look at the different, you know, levels of stuff in it. You know, for the money, it's probably the best bang for the buck. But maybe about 10 minutes of exercise, a bottle of water, a small snack like a piece of fruit, take my vitamin, take my L-arginine, and, you know,
How much weight? 40 pounds?
In 2 months.
Nice. It's great.
And I've kept it off for 6 months.
And then what happened? And so you kept it off for 6 months, and you're still there, or you're slowly dropping still?
I'm slowly dropping still. I think I'm losing about an average of about 2 pounds a month.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. What probably happened, which is really interesting, and it probably stumbled on it without even knowing it, just by maybe hearing someone talk about the L-arginine and taking it, is you could have been gaining weight because your pituitary gland was really low in function, which produces the growth hormone levels in the body. And when the pituitary gets low, then everything else begins to shut down. This is a great example of how hormones play such a big role in the body, because like you said, you didn't really exercise that much. You know, you're sitting a lot, driving. But you started changing a little bit of your diet, eating a little bit differently, and supporting the pituitary gland, because that's what L-arginine does. You support the pituitary, you strengthen it, get it to build up where it can produce more, and then there you go. Then it starts supporting the thyroid gland better, the adrenal glands start getting supported, and then all of a sudden, the body starts working in more of a peak manner. And as that happens, the body will start getting back to its set point. And see, we may eat and do the wrong kind of things for a long period of time, gain a bunch of weight, but the body always has an internal clock, an internal set point, or a body size and weight that it likes to be at. That's why I always tell people, you know, what did you weigh at the end of high school toward maybe midway through college, that age bracket between about 19 to about 22? And everybody comes up with a number, and they start laughing. You ask somebody in their 40s what they weighed then, they'll just laugh. Most of them, because they think, there's no way I'll ever get back there. Like, we're supposed to get older and fatter. It's part of life. But it's not. The body has a set point. So what's great is that your body is probably heading back that direction because you're supporting the body in a nutritional manner. What's another great thing you might want to consider, too, is going to your doctor now that you've got things or getting things balanced and get the blood test done. Have them check all your different hormones and specifically have them check the pituitary gland, check the growth hormone levels. See what they are now, and then as you increase your exercise and continue eating well, get that monitored about every 6 months and find out what those numbers are, because you'll probably find that between that and the thyroid and your testosterone levels, a lot of these numbers will continue to improve as you drop the weight, which will make your body more, as we call, metabolically stable, and it will do very, very well. So a couple things to think about along the way, but thanks for sharing that tip, I think, with all our listeners. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're talking about healthcare costs, too, which is a powerful topic right now. Everybody's concerned. They don't know what to do, don't really know what's coming around the pipe. But one thing we know is that 2013 has shown a rise that translates into slightly more than $45 a month in higher monthly premiums and out-of-pocket expenses. And a significant reason for the jump, they're saying, based on recent figures from Milliman, is a healthcare consultant agency, is that employees are shouldering a greater share of the cost of health insurance. Families are paying 8.4% more than last year toward insurance premiums, while employers are paying 6.1% more. Between 2010 and now, employees have seen yearly increases of 8 to 9% in their average monthly premium, and increases in the employer contribution have averaged less than 7%. Private industry wages, by contrast, have risen less than 2% in the last year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Families with coverage like the ones built into Milliman's assumptions will pay an average of $500 in monthly premiums throughout payroll deductions and about $3,600 out of pocket for doctor's visits, medications, and other medical bills. So such figures are national averages. And the most expensive 10% patients run up more than seven times the average individual expenses, according to Millman. The average means a family with two kids enrolled in a company's standard preferred provider organization, which is the most widely used form of group coverage. And the family pays about 41% of the actual cost of health care, according to Millman. Employers pay the other 59%, which is about normal. So half the Americans are insured through their employer, about 15 million people buy individual health coverage, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, and are therefore responsible for all their care. U.S. News publishes the ratings of individual and family insurance plan in the Millman Report. You can check that out online. So interesting how things – I think that is a little bit of a jump, but I don't think we've seen anything yet. I don't think we've seen anything, especially in the private sector, which is going to be really, really interesting. Quote for the day comes from John Ruskin. He says, when a man is wrapped up in himself, he makes a pretty small package. That is something to think about right there. Five ways to handle chronic pain. Up that in just a moment. I want to get to that because chronic pain is a big issue. A lot of our emails and calls come in from chronic pain, and I'll tell you, it's a big one. And a lot of pain clinics have popped up everywhere, and some legit, some not. Again, something a little tip on that, which is interesting. But we're going to go back to the phones now and get with Barry. Hi, Barry. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Man, I'm living well. What's up?
I've got your book. I've been listening to you for several years. I'm trying to implement some of the things that you've been teaching on the radio.
Okay, great.
What it is I tore my rotator cuff when I was 48. I'm 57 now. I've been going to the gym since I was 50 to build my upper body up because I was always a runner, and so I didn't have that much upper body strength. Well, you've been talking about exercising and lifting weights. What I generally do is when I go to the gym is I'll run for 20 or 30 minutes or elliptical, whatever, and then I'll do about 45 minutes of weights because you said to keep to the 45. Is it better to separate the cardio from the weights and do it on the separate days, or am I doing all right?
What's your total workout time?
Probably an hour and a half or so.
Too much. You know, one of the better things to do, I like anyway, is to split it up. And a lot of the research that's out there is backing that up now. We have what's called surge style training or peak training, which is where you go through these intervals. And if you want to do the cardio side, you can kind of walk. You walk at a good pace for about a minute or 2 minutes, and then you sprint almost at about three quarters worth of a sprint for about 30 seconds. And then you go back to the walking for 2 minutes. And that can create a real strong hormonal response metabolically in the body. So that's one way of doing it. But, you know, as far as your overall exercise, it's good to keep it under 45 minutes. And also, you know, the weights and the cardio, that whole deal, it's good to do, my opinion, it's good to kind of mix it up. And depending on if you have all the time in the world to go do two a days, which I still think is a lot to recover from, meaning that you would do like weights in the morning, come back in the evenings and do cardio or vice versa. A lot of athletes do that, but the recovery time is very tough. It's difficult. So I'm a bigger proponent of picking one time a day that you work out and do your weights on one day, but always keep your pace up. So you don't rest like you wouldn't do chest press and then sit around for 2 minutes and then go do another set. You would do chest press and then wait about 30 to 40 seconds, and then you're either doing another set or you've gone over to do kind of a giant set or a multi-set with another combination. So it's keeping that heart rate up and keeping it moving that's one of the best things you can do as far as eliciting growth hormone, testosterone levels, and tearing the muscle tissue down and allowing the body to be set up in a position where it can burn calories and all that sort of thing at a higher rate, you know, higher metabolic rate. So those things are all really, really good things to do. So that's just something to think about. Because at the end of the day, with exercise routines, I mean, there's a million of them out there, right? Everybody has their own philosophy and all. But we're learning things in science. That's why I love the American College of Sports Medicine is really reputable. If you ever want to go look up things, look there rather than some of the muscle magazines. and also the National Strength Conditioning Association. Great, great information. They document everything. It's all research-based, and it's all proof in the pudding. So great, great information when you're looking at workouts. That's what I back pretty much everything I talk about with on the exercise side from those groups. Very reputable, and that's what pretty much most of science goes with. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Go on the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area that believes the same way we do, all these lifestyle and wellness-based principles, check out the website. Go to mywellnessprovider.com. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralact more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralact is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralact restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralact is formulated for powerful results. Theralact, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralact, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralact.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
With on-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's talk about it. Talk about your health. Talk about your life. It's about you. It's about going to the next level with your health and your life. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Five ways to handle chronic pain. Everyday Health talks about chronic pain conditions now affect more than 116 million Americans, according to the Institute of Medicine. It's a figure that dwarfs the number of people who suffered from diabetes and coronary heart disease and stroke and cancer combined. Unfortunately, too many patients rely on prescription drugs as an isolated therapy to treat the pain. While pain medications play an important role in the treatment of chronic pain, pain sufferers rely on powerful prescription painkillers to mask it. If you're suffering from chronic pain, you should also seek treatments that are designed to reduce the pain by attacking the specific cause. Many patients and even some doctors are aware of some of the other available therapeutic options, which are typically less invasive and less risky than other alternatives such as surgery or medications. So interventional pain medicine is a medical subspecialty that is devoted to the diagnosis and treatment of pain-related disorders with an emphasis on diagnosis first is really growing. Now, specialty trained pain physicians utilize various types of injections and minimally invasive surgeries to manage and treat persistent and intractable pain. These specialists treat a wide range of chronic pain conditions, including but not limited to back pain, neck pain, extremity pain, headaches, joint pain, musculoskeletal injuries, and cancer pain. How to find a pain specialist is a big key. And so if you're dealing with pain, first of all, and you don't know who to go to, usually you want to go to your family physician, internal medicine, whatever. And they can kind of direct you into that next level. So if you're wanting to find a pain specialist, here's the deal. Finding the right doctor, they say, of course, when it occurs and you get some form of pain-related issue, you first want to go to a board-certified physician that's in pain management. That's where you want to end up for sure. Talk to your doctor and see if they know someone in their network or someone that they're affiliated with they can get you to. You don't want to chase pain with pills, though, that's for sure. Now, there's a new supplement out there called Amino Active, and Amino Active is a phenomenal, completely natural pain reliever. You're going to find this. They're doing university studies on it right now. And it's unbelievable. It's a protein-based, completely drug-free, no side effects whatsoever. And they're showing now how it's alleviating pain. You can go to aminoactive.com if you've never heard of them. Go to aminoactive.com. Great, great product. People are getting unbelievable results with it. And when these new studies come out, you're going to see it on every shelf everywhere. So I'm pretty excited for those guys. They're doing great work. But the pain pill chasers, there's so many people out that do that, and I want to encourage you, if you've ever gone down that route, to really know that you can get to a place where you can actually get the pills themselves, but do it in the right way. Get with your physician, have them prescribed, and don't just do it because of hopefully the addiction, and getting to a place where, you know, that's not the case. That's the one thing that I have a hard time with. Because the pain management, pain medicine, has such a bad name for the most part. And it's not true, because some people are really in a lot of pain and they struggle with it. They're really hurting and they really need the medication. And then there's ones that abuse the system. And I hope that if you're one that have abused the system currently or have, that you can seek help, get off the drugs because you don't need them. And, you know, it's just not a good thing. It bothers me. So you want to do your homework always, or you're looking for these pain docs and someone that you're comfortable with. So many patients are told there's no other treatments to manage their ongoing pain issues, when this is simply not the case. That's true. So there's a number of interventional pain therapies available that can not only alleviate pain, but in some cases eliminate the underlying causes of pain. Interventional pain management has been around for more than two decades, and the procedures implemented by pain management physicians reflect the standard of care for pain management today, and their efficacy has been demonstrated through extensive research and study. Epidurals and other nerve blocks can be helpful. The various injection therapies, including those in the use of epidurals, are among the most common interventional pain therapies used today. Epidural steroid injections are in widespread use for a variety of chronic pain conditions, but are most typically used to treat a nerve that is pinched at the spinal level. So epidurals used in the interventional pain medicine are minimally invasive injections comprised of a small amount of local anesthetic and steroid to reduce inflammation, which is most common, and when properly applied, they can help reduce patients' reliance on pain medication. In addition to the epidurals, other treatments include trigger point injections to alleviate the pain associated with tight and restricted muscles, facet injections, which often used to treat arthritis of the spine, and the sacroiliac joints. The sacroiliac joint commonly causes back pain, but is often overlooked by non-pain physicians. Now, acupuncture works for sure, and I'm a big believer in this, and not just a believer, like you got to be a believer, but I mean it works, and it's been around longer than our entire medical system, Chinese system, and it's unbelievable. Talk to somebody that's, if you've never done it, talk to someone that has, and you'll be amazed at what they tell you with the results of acupuncture. It's unbelievable. So, I mean, don't go in expecting a miracle cure. It does take multiple treatments. But the reality is, what can happen with some of these alternative therapies is nothing short of amazing. So make sure you've looked at every method, walk down every avenue, make sure you've looked at everything you can to look down the road of pain there, of pain management. So if you're dealing with anything from neuropathies to damaged disc or herniated disc, you got chronic nerve pain, which can be really, really painful, then, you know, it's important. It's important to do your due diligence and research, but look at some of these natural methods. They can be quite helpful. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.